Hi, Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It's raining in Los Angeles today. It's been raining harder today than it has, like, maybe all season. I mean, it's just as hard as it's rained at any given point during the winter. This is when it rains. This is when people think that it stops in April, man. In this town, it rains January, February, March, April, on into May, and it was real nice. You know, a couple weeks ago, everybody said, well, that's it for winter. Forget it. I mean, we don't know better than that. And here it is. It's pouring rain. And when I was driving in today, out on the 101 near, like, Calabasas, there's cars. It's one thing to see a fender bender. It's kind of a shocking thing to see a car on its side or on its rooftop. Isn't it strange to see a car upside down, and then the guy's standing there calmly talking to the cop? Yeah, I don't know. I lost control of it. And his car is upside down. What, he crawled out of the thing? Can they bang that out at the shop? I don't know. I mean, if my car is upside down, the first thing I think of is like the fall guy, like an exploding automobile, like running from the gas tank. Not because it's happened to me, but because I've seen it happen so much on TV. It's got to be, this has got to be rooted in reality, right? Wouldn't you, if your car is upside down, Taylor, aren't you running? You're just running. You're running. But this guy's standing, talking to the cop. Well, I don't know. It just got away from me. It's kind of a slick day. Having a cigarette. Fuel spilling out onto the pavement. CHP standing there trying to get everybody off to the... Anyway, I saw like three or four of those coming in. It's wet. Now, in the middle of all of that, California officials want to, quote, make a splash, end quote, by taking recycling to the next step, turning toilet water into drinking water. Officials insist that their toilet-to-tap program is feasible, safe, and a solution to California's water shortage problem. A few residents think the idea is positively genius. And interestingly enough, I remember when they had not a pilot program, but when they first introduced the technology that would actually be able to turn toilet water or sewage into drinking water. It's like 30 years ago. I mean, it's not new. It's at least a 30-year-old technology. And I was telling Mike before the show, I remember seeing Nixon on TV when I was a kid holding up his hand saying, no thanks, to a guy who was handing him, Mr. President, would you care to drink my urine? And no, it's okay, not today. Maybe, you know, guy in a white coat. Well, he didn't say that, but he was reciting, Mr. President, would you mind... And Nixon, to his credit, and a lot of people don't think very highly of this president, to his credit, he said, no thanks. Yeah. Jeff Dowder from Caltech is with us. He's a professor of mechanical physics there at California Institute of Technology. And, Jeff, I guess the first thing that I would want to ask you is this a feasible program, turning drinking water, turning something into drinking water from toilet water? Can it be done?
Well, Phil, first of all, I think it's important to understand, as in the state of California, where we do not have an abundance of potable water, anything that we try is good. But I think water reclamation, which converts toilet water into drinking water, this has been tried before. California has a drought situation, and it's a bad situation.
So we need to try everything?
No, I don't think we need to try everything. But this water is purified almost 100%. It's completely potable. You cannot purify water 100%.
So when you said it's purified almost 100%, what are we talking about here?
Well, you cannot purify water 100%. It's not possible. But what's left over is mostly protein, and you cannot see the imperfection of the water. Mostly proteins and minerals that are left over.
Now let me be clear here. We're talking about taking drinking water, and in this new reclamation project that some people are proposing for the state of California, and I guess for any state where water and droughts and you know, water shortages and droughts are a common thing, you're taking water from human waste.
Well, before Phil, before you make it sound like it's the worst thing that ever happened, let me just say that purifying people's, you know, human waste, what you would call human waste material, purifying is not a very difficult step, and it's not something that is an impossibility. This is entirely safe. It's long overdue. People who are against it, I think, are people who are simply not educated, and there needs to be undertaken, I think, an educational. This is the best way, I think, right now for us to solve this problem. And
well, there were a lot of people saying during the drought that they could have a desalination plants where they would.
That's way too expensive, Phil. You're talking about taking the salt out of seawater, right?
Yes.
Way too expensive. Of the desalination plants that I know of, there's one in Saudi Arabia. It's billions of dollars, but human beings eliminate billions and billions of gallons and pounds of waste every day around the world, and that's simply something that's not being recycled or used. When you look at urine, which is practically water. I mean, how many times a day, Mr. Henry, would you say that you had that you urinate?
Are you asking me?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I don't know that I'm comfortable going in. I mean,
all right, okay. I mean, I'm sorry I didn't mean to ask you, but I'll say, like, for me, I probably am there. I probably urinate, I don't know, 5 times a day, 6 times a day, okay? And what that means is you have that amount of possibly potable drinking water that's being not used. Now,
yeah, but how feasible is it? You're talking about all human waste, turning it into some kind of usable byproduct. Drinking water?
Well, I mean, for the purposes of your audience, you could say talk about number one or number two. I mean, you can take number one and turn it into...
What do you mean number one or number? You're talking about urine or, you know...
Well, see, people are uncomfortable with it, so I was to say number one, number two. You can talk about bowel movement or whatever you want. I was to say number two.
Okay, so how feasible is this in the reclamation process to be able to turn this stuff into drinking water?
It's 100% feasible. It is 100% doable. It is something that I think the state can look at and can begin to realize when we look at all the drought situation we got, a drinking water situation that we have. Remember, there's already a lot of water mixed in to when you go to the bathroom. There's water mixed in already. I can tell, for instance, the time that I have to go to the bathroom the most is after I've had like a sixer of some tall boys or something, you know, or a couple of frosty ones, you need to go. That could be recycled out. And
all right, let's just say that you've had a six-pack of beer and you have to go. How much of that is reusable?
Almost 100%.
When you say almost 100%, can you turn that into water?
You can turn that into drinking water, yes, sir.
How much, and it's all, and it's 100% pure?
It is not 100% pure. It is almost 100%, but 100% is reusable. And
so, but you're telling me that it's not pure.
No, I'm telling you it is pure. I'm telling you it is drinkable. It's 100% safe. Is it 100% pure? That's not the question. A very high percentage of it is pure. There's some protein mixed in.
So there's some leftover?
Leftover what? I'm sorry.
What are you saying? You're talking about reclaiming human waste and turning it into drinking water. How much of that is absolutely pure drinking water?
It's all drinkable. It's all potable water.
Yeah, but how much of that stuff, how much of it's pure?
Almost 100%.
So that's the answer to my question. It's not 100% pure.
But you're missing the point. You can drink it. First of all, the impurities you cannot see with the naked eye. Second of all, the impurities are for the most part proteins and minerals that are not toxic at all. So you can't get poison or anything. There's no urine poison. There's no number two left. It's all, you know, very drinkable. And what I'm saying is...
Yeah, and you teach what, Dr. Dowder, you're teaching mechanical physics at Caltech.
That's correct.
Okay, because I was just wondering, maybe you could say something other than there's no number two left, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to relate to your audience, that's all.
I think that my audience is mature enough to understand what you're talking about. What we're discussing here is byproducts. You mentioned here that not only liquid waste, but solid human waste.
That's correct, and that can be processed. And it can be processed into a variety of elements that are usable in just about every walk of human life. That's the exciting thing about reclaiming human waste. Toilet-to-tap program. It's not only the toilet to the tap, it can be the toilet to your front yard, the toilet to your shower. And
what do you mean the toilet to the shower?
Because a lot of it can be recycled into soap. A lot of human waste can be recycled into fertilizer, clothing, kitchenware, fuel, furniture, housing, automotive uses. It's tremendous, Mr. Henry. You take about the average human bowel movement, can be transferred into, they can use it in film, television, radio, entertainment. All of this is possible because we are now in a state of technological development where our recycling is at 100%. And I think that we got to look at it and think about the possibilities about doing it. This is not a matter of whether you like it or not. It's a matter of whether if that it's on its way and you got to get used to it. And
well, I mean, if the state decides that they're going to do this toilet to tap, this recycling of human waste, turning it into water, turning it into, are you telling me that they can take this stuff and turn it into? You mentioned entertainment, film, TV, and radio.
Absolutely, automotive uses.
So what? So vinyl. So
in the manufacturing of CDs. Yes, sir.
So, just so I know, guy sits on a toilet.
Right.
And the next thing you know, they're making CDs and compact cassette tape.
That's right. Microphones, anything. That's the beauty of it, and that's why we're trying to get people to understand it, because it's on its way.
And this is a fait accompli.
This is going to happen in the state of California. That either you get on board and understand that when you stand in front of a urinal or you sit down to answer nature's call, that could turn up in some pottery. You can fire it and you can use it in ceramics, things like that. It's what you want to use it for, and we're only limited by the limitations of our minds. We can use it in the production of affordable automobiles for people. I mean,
yeah, that's all well and good. And when we get back, Mr. Dowder, I want to talk to you a little bit more about it. But I just wonder, in terms of forcing this down the throats of people, if you'll pardon the expression, whether people in the state of California don't want this. We're talking about reclaiming and recycling human waste and turning it into drinkable water, furniture, fuel, fertilizer.
It's all on its way. People just got to get with it and get used to it, because whether they like it or not, they're going to be drinking it. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great thing for people to drink their own urine. And I think it's where we're headed, and I think it's probably a good way of realizing that we're realizing our potential.
Drinking our own urine.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, Jeff Dowder on the line with us here, 1-800-449-8686. The state of California thinking of and getting ready to implement these reclamation plants, toilet to tap, making safe drinking water from what comes out of your toilet. 1-800, what a great name for it, too. I think in terms of public relations, it's going to sell it up and down the state, isn't it? Toilet to tap. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Jeff Dowder on the line here. We're talking about a water reclamation project in California, toilet to tap, making it feasible, safe, and affordable to drink water that has been cycled out of your toilet. Also, to reclaim human waste to use in industry. Fertilizer, soaps, clothing, kitchenware, fuel, furniture, housing, automotive uses, there was one other thing there, Mr. Dowder, that you were mentioning. I forget what it was. Entertainment, film, TV, and radio. All of this can be used. And you're saying that this is just a matter of time.
Well, right now, Phil, they're going to be doing it, whether people like it or not. This is something I'm personally a very strong believer in, and it's something that I think is going to change the world. 10 years from now, I think people look at what I've been able to do and realize that I wasn't wrong.
And what you've been able to do.
Well, because, I mean, I'm very much a proponent of this. Before recycling and reclamation plants are up and running so that all, we all have access to them, the best way to do this right now, if people want to test this out, is they do have human waste material can be taken directly to the reclamation plants. And so that...
So in other words, you can't do it by way of the toilet, but you can take it to the plant?
You could take it over...
How do you do that? If you're talking about transporting human waste...
Well, you can. It can be mailed directly to the reclamation plant, or you can drive it over. I mean, I don't know.
Well, what are you talking about? I'm going to go to the bathroom in a bag, and
you can seal it and transport it to the reclamation plant. You have a bowel movement into a bag, hop in the car, drive it over. I mean, it's to me, and a lot of the plants right now, Pasadena, Van Nuys, Thousand Oaks, Laguna Hills, Downey, these are places right now where we're going to be targeting to see how feasible it is in terms of them communities.
Okay, so again, I'm supposed to in a bag and then I just drive it over.
Right now, Phil, what I'm saying is people want to see how effective it is. You can't drive it over. They don't have toilet to tap right now.
All right, here is El Paso on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to say this liberal guy you got on here, this is disgusting, this measure, toilet to tap. I think it's disgusting.
What do you mean liberal guy?
Well, he sounds like a liberal, an environmentalist wacko.
An environmentalist wacko.
His feces in a bag and driving it down to the recycling station.
Talking about trying to get clean drinking water in
We already have clean drinking water.
No, in the state of California. In the state of California, okay? And desalination plants cost too much, if you knew what you were talking about.
I know what I'm talking about.
No, you don't. Desalination costs too much. You're talking about billions of dollars.
Well, let's spend it there first before we
and for a guy like you, I would recommend. I wouldn't waste
it. Down to the plant so it can be used to make a car.
I think I recommend it for you.
I mean, that's
maybe the rest of us can use desalination.
If you want to drink piss water and
maybe
put
what
your
we do is
in a bag,
piss water to the conservatives
the
and have the liberals drink the clean water. What do you think of that?
Well, everybody drinks the clean water.
Oh, okay.
The conservatives and the liberals want clean water and clean.
Well, then what are you talking about liberal for?
Dirty anything up?
What are you talking about liberal
because
for?
Because this sounds like a liberal idea.
In other words, it sounds like a good idea.
No, I don't think so.
Any good idea is a liberal
idea. With all the
let me ask the caller,
E. coli,
what do you mean,
all that stuff going on, you expect people to actually drink tap water that's recycled from human waste?
I'm saying all you got to do is go in a bag and take it over and see for yourself.
Well,
if there's a reclamation plant.
It won't be happening with me.
You've never squatted over a bag.
You know, I'll just do what I do. You know, as far as Mexico's concerned, don't drink the water.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from El Paso. We're right on the
board. Then you probably squatted over more than one bag in your day.
No, we don't. We don't recycle waste here. We have water conservation. We have days we can't water things.
What's it like in Texas? I mean, that's an arid state at times, isn't it?
Yes,
part of it's desert. Although you do have the Rio Grande down there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the guys at El Paso, they've had to do their fair share of reclamation too.
Well, we do our fair share of conservation, but
he's probably
we're not so bad off. We need to use human waste. I can understand gray water, using that to water lawns and shrubs, things like that, but
well, what's the matter with it? What's the matter with it?
Have a bowel movement in a bag and drive it down to a plant?
I'm saying that human waste is recyclable and reusable, and until we start looking into all of these options, we're going to find ourselves at the short end of the stick one of these days in terms of our environment, in terms of our energy, and in terms of keeping a pollution-free hardscape.
Well, I just don't think it's feasible.
I would rather
it's feasible. It's not necessary.
Not feasible, sir. I've got the scientific data to prove that it's feasible.
I mean, just what are we supposed to drink this stuff too?
Yes, sir.
Well, you go ahead and drink it, not me.
Well, the day may come when you don't have no choice.
You know,
okay?
Well, when that day comes, then I'll figure something out.
When that day comes, you'll crap in a bag.
No way. I'm not going to drink recycled.
If you have to, will you crap in a bag?
What?
If you have to, if it came to that, would you crap into a bag?
Oh, if you go to the doctor or something, you have to have a test done. You crap in a little bottle or something.
No, I'm talking about in terms of energy conservation.
No, there's no need to crap in a bag. That's what you have toilets for.
I think
we're civilized people.
I understand that, but I'm talking about taking it down and having it recycled. Wouldn't you crap in a bag and have it recycled?
No, not for what you're proposing.
I think you're very short-sighted, sir.
Well, we're talking about human waste. We have worries about E. coli
and
other bacteria.
Well, that's obviously purified.
Then you have to worry about people
it's not that
keeping
hard to purify.
Clean and
I
neat
would,
and not spilling it
I would
all
suggest
kinds of other hassles.
You could crap into a bag and have it turned into furniture, and you wouldn't do that.
No.
You wouldn't crap into a bag and have it turned into an automotive use.
No.
Okay.
All right, sir, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Been over there and seen the plant.
We're back on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Jeff Dowder, who is a professor of mechanical physics, trying to explain the water reclamation project that is being proposed for the state of California. This is a state, you know, and we may have this problem, Jeff, nationwide someday, right?
Oh. there's no doubt that the water table's changing and that even states that traditionally have an abundance of drinking water, such as Minnesota or a lot of the upper Midwestern states or northeastern states, at some time are going to have to deal with a lack of drinking water.
All right, and that having been said, what they're inaugurating in California is a toilet-to-tap program, safe, feasible, and that is a program where you drink recycled urine, I guess, water from the toilet, and this is going to solve problems in a state where we've had widespread droughts.
But not only that, but it's also the human solid waste as well as liquid waste can be recycled back into a variety of papers, inks, shoe leather.
You can take human waste and turn it into a shoe.
I didn't say that, but you can treat the leather with it. Number two can be used for floor waxes, for linoleums. You can use number two to grease elevator shafts.
You don't have to say number two, okay?
Well, I didn't want to offend anybody. But number two can be used for a lot. Number one, you can drink. Number two, you can use to grease elevator shafts. But number one and number two, it's time for us to do the do. I mean, it's time for us to get with it and to save our planet and to save our ecology because the state of California is running out of time.
All right, let's go to Agura on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say I am very into saving our planet, and I recycle everything, but I find the whole thing about saving the urine and saving number two and driving it, it's just disgusting.
I guess I didn't make myself clear, ma'am. I'm sorry. I said you can take your number two and drive it over to a reclamation plant and watch them recycle it so you can see for yourself what it would mean in terms of the widespread program.
I just think it's too much to ask for people to take it in their car and drive it.
Well, let's be clear here. Dr. Dowder, you're saying that's not what people are going to be doing. That's what they're doing before.
Yeah, before the toilet to tap program is inaugurated, until we can actually have that toilet to tap.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't mind recycling a lot of things, but I think this is something that maybe we should not recycle.
Why?
I think it's kind of disgusting. When I think about wearing shoes made out of,
It's not made out of it. It's treated with human waste.
Mm-hmm.
If you, for instance, ma'am, there is a reclamation plant in your area. You're in Agoura?
Right.
There is a reclamation plant in Van Nuys. If you will just, and I don't know how you want to do it, but you can go into a bag or something or just drop one in the bag and take it over there.
I think that's very
What do you mean
disgusting.
Drop it in a bag?
I can't see myself doing that.
Just to see what they do with it.
Well, all right, let's say I go over there with it. What are they doing?
They process it into usable, recycled material that can be used in a variety of ways, as a lubricant, be used as a fertilizer. It can be used as a base component for soaps, base components for furniture polishes, for fuels. I know that it sounds...
You will admit that this is a little vile to listen to for human beings, right?
I think if you look at the possibilities of what number two can do and number one... Okay, ma'am?
Number two can be turned into dish soap. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think a lot of people are going to go for this.
Number two can be turned into a dish soap. And I mean, I think if you were one of the first people to wash your dishes with your own number two.
No, that's not going to happen. Not in my house. I couldn't do that.
The day is going to come when you're not going to know.
What does that mean?
I certainly hope that I'll know if they're going to put feces in my dish soap.
No, they're using, you won't know because they'll just say recycled, they'll have the base components, the base ingredients.
Well, it's just very disturbing.
As an open-minded Californian, and I thank you for recycling, as an open-minded Californian, if you could take a plastic bag, one of the Ziploc bags, and put one of your, one of your number twos in there and drive it over.
To
the place.
Maybe other people will do it, but I can't really see my family doing that.
Do you have those Ziploc bags?
She doesn't want to do it. She doesn't want to do it.
No, but I don't, and my husband wouldn't do it either. So.
How about the kids?
Okay, forget it.
Yeah.
They don't want to do
you.
It.
I just wanted to tell you my opinion.
All right.
Okay.
It's easy to do.
All right, thank you. 1-800-449. You're not going to get anybody to do it if they don't want to do it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Salinas, hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm not in agreement with this guy here, the lady, last caller. I wouldn't do it, and I wouldn't want it to be recycled.
You don't want it to be recycled, or you just wouldn't put one in the bag?
I wouldn't want it to be recycled, then me use it, recycled, and then put back into the environment. It would be fine, but not for me to consume it.
No. I mean, we're just talking about having it used. I mean, it would be put into some forms of foods, but nothing that you would notice.
No. Because
what do you mean it would be put into some forms of foods?
Basic foods. I mean, we're just talking about basic wheat germs and things like that. Human waste, number two, you can put into wheat germ.
Okay, well, the reason why I call my point
when
is...
Would you eat that?
Well, the reason why I call them, I'm from California, right? They're going to start it out in Southern California.
But the only thing that they would really put it into mostly is Mexican food.
Can I get to what I wanted to talk about?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Okay, look, stop and think about this. This planet is comprised of how much water and how much landmass?
Well, 3/5 of the planet is water.
Okay. All the rest of it is water. Let's use the water we have now. And not focus on a little bit
of piss. But the desalination plants cost too much money, man. I'm trying to tell you people, they cost $2 billion to build a desalination plant.
Well, then build it.
It's way easier to drink your own urine.
Well, build it.
You're going to be the first guy screaming about your tax money going into a $2 billion desalination plant when you could be reaching down and taking a sip out of your toilet bowl.
Hey.
Well,
you can go ahead and do that, but
I think a lot
of people are not going to be in agreement. The thing is, look,
$2 billion desalination plant, man, and you could.
They're not sipping out of their toilet bowl, right?
Well, I'm just saying, figuratively speaking.
Yeah.
A glass of urine beats the hell out of. What are you talking about, man? I mean, a bond that's going to send your taxes through the roof.
Hey, look, if we have enough money to be sending money to other nations, and then
what nations are we sending money to, man? That was the 1960s, dude. We're not sending no money to nobody. I'm telling you to crap into a bag, take it to the reclamation plant, man. You know, have it recycled, bring it home, and put it on a taco.
The thing is, it's like this: if they would have focused on the desalination plants from the beginning, it would have all been already set up and all paid for, and it would have been a done deal, and we would have been getting all this water.
It's too expensive. Nobody wants to pay for it.
How much is a desalination plant, Jeff?
Average desalination plant is going to run about $3 to $4 billion to build.
Well, look at this. Aren't we spending about a billion or $2 billion on a stealth freaking bomber? Can't we put about 4 or 5 desalination plants?
Right on, 10-4. That's a good one.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. I'd love to. Try to get the military industrial complex to buy into that one, brah. I don't think so.
All right.
Okay, and one more thing. I've been down to Washington, and I've seen the big Columbia River. Well, couldn't they make a pipeline from there to California?
Dude, you tell the people of Washington, yeah, man, we're taking your water. Those people are going to crap a green brick. We can
taking their water. That water ends up in the ocean.
Dude, those
That's
people in Washington.
That's fresh water going into the ocean. How are we going to be taking it?
You can't
and how much
steal
did you take
water
for them to
them?
Complain?
You can't
see how
steal
wide
water?
That thing is and how fast it moves?
Hey, man, the people of Washington are the tightest, cheapest sons of bitches. They're worse. Man, they're worse than any Jew I ever met.
Okay. We don't need that.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, but you know what?
They don't want
money
us to
talks,
have no Columbia water.
Money talks a certain
besides,
amount of money,
man,
they'll take
the
it.
The B-2 bomber that Mr. Henry was just talking about, you can build one of those things using recycled number two. Okay? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
You can do it, man. You
yeah,
can
you do,
do
it.
It.
But you know what? There's so much water just right over 17 miles right there.
Hey, man,
there's all the water
it.
We
the
need.
The people in the state of Washington are cheap. They don't want us to have their water.
But you waste some money to anybody, and people will change their mind. Whether it's a $5 bill,
what about recycling
bill
the people of the state
bill,
of Washington's number two?
You don't want to use no number two from the state of Washington, man. You build a bomber out of number two from Washington, it falls apart.
All right, thank you for your call, sir. Santa Rosa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. My name is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
I work at a wastewater treatment plant.
Yeah.
And this guy's completely whack. If somebody shows up at our plant with a bag full of duty, we don't want to deal with him. But bottom line is our finished product is as clean as swimming pool water.
I've heard that. So you're recycling that human waste.
No, but Matt, my name's Jeff Datter. If a guy shows up with a bag of the dew,
we don't want to deal with it. It comes in through the plant, through the wastewater system, the sewer system. We don't want some nutball showing up with a bag full of crap to saying, hey, I got a bag full of crap. What do you think we do with it? It goes through our whole process, goes through our filters, and it goes through our chlorine contact chambers, and then it gets stored and is land applied for irrigation.
Yeah,
we don't.
Matt, all I'm saying is that's a dude, he just is trying to help out the environment. If I show up with a bag of number two, can't you process it right there for me?
Yeah, what do you want us to do? Put a little beeper on it so you can see it going through? Our process takes 28 days. Are you going to sit there for 28 days and watch it?
Well, no, but you could call me when it was done.
Okay, how am I going to tell you that your kernel of corn is now done? How am I going to do that? How would that be done? You're not even in the...
Well, I'm trying to help the environment in the state of California. And
don't understand the problem. You don't even understand the process involved. But you're trying to tell everybody what a great idea it is. It is a good idea.
It's a good idea.
It's
you admit that.
It's a great
that.
Idea.
Okay,
but,
why can't...
But you're not a good representative for this issue.
But what I'm
you
saying...
You have absolutely no idea how this works. Have you ever gone through a wastewater treatment plant?
Well, yeah, I did one time. But I went down to the one in Van Nuys, and I had some number two that I'd just done that morning.
And
I took it in there, and the dude was like you. He's going, what's up with this? All I'm trying to do is help our state, man. I'm a Californian like you is, and I'm trying to make everything happen pretty cool.
But
and you're telling me that you'd diss me if I showed up with my number two? You wouldn't even process it for me?
As a homeowner in my community, I would have no problem with doing it. However, I'd much rather have you just flush it down the toilet, mix it with 3.5 gallons of water, so when it comes to me, it's already broken down.
No, I thought you guys could just take it, turn it into like a car wax or something, and give it back.
You have no idea how this all works. Is that how they did it in Van Nuys? Did they say, here's some paste for your car?
Well, of the reading that I did.
Of the reading that you did. You could take your number two, as you put it, to a plant, and they'll turn it into car wax. Sir, thank you for it. Where do you work?
Me?
Yeah.
I work up in Sonoma County.
Well, thank you very much for your call.
No problem.
And Dr. Dowder, good luck with your studies. 1-800-449-8686. So this guy's walking around with a bag of crap, and he wants him to turn it into a potholder. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We were talking about Waterworld, and that was the movie where Kevin Costner is like, has developed gills. Remember in that film, he's like the, didn't see this movie, Waterworld? It wasn't as bad as everybody wanted it to be. Everybody wanted it to be a bad movie because they spent $200 million to make it, which we find now is not so much money to spend for a movie. I mean, some have come in with that price tag. Wasn't Star Wars? Which I saw for the first time on Saturday morning with the kids. Yeah, they had rented it. I sat there on a Saturday morning with Catherine, the little 8-year-old, sitting there, and I'm in my pajama, I'm in my underwear, sitting there watching this thing. And I don't know what the hang up on Jar Jar Binks was. I thought he was okay. He's the only guy in the movie that. What do you got here? A Yoda guy? I didn't see the whole movie. I sat, I watched, and I left. I sat, I watched, I farted, I got up, and I left. Wasn't bad. Anyway, Waterworld. Remember when it cost $200 million and it was just, oh, my God, it's over budget, and the set sank in the ocean, and they've got to do something else with it. Well, when I finally saw the movie, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It wasn't a bad movie. It was an interesting film. But the guy is peeing into a strainer or something, wasn't he, so he could drink water because the world was covered over with salt water. And I said, listen, this guy's got gills. What does he got to worry about whether he can drink the water or not for? He's living underwater part of the time. So then the discussion is, do fish drink? And then finally, well, frogs do, but fish don't. And then Mike's finally telling me that the flying fish has lungs and gills, and none of us know what the hell we're talking about. Flying fish just flies, Mike. It don't breathe the air. It just flies out of the air and goes back into the water, doesn't it? I don't either. Point being that Kevin Costner peed into a strainer in that movie, so go see it. It's fantastic. And speaking of the rain today, we have a big hole in our backyard because we're putting in that pool, you know, the one that I can't afford. And there's a mud hole now. I got about 4 feet of water in that thing. Just as I thought, just as I knew, just as I expected, it rained. And there, now I got 4 feet of water in a mud hole out back. So they got a pump. And the guy who's building the pool, you know, they got gunite is like a cement shell. He said, shoot. That's what they call shooting gunite. I said, hey, Scott, when we get the gunite? We're probably going to shoot you later in the week. We'll be shooting you later in the week, Phil. Shooting me, okay. Just in time for that big pool party you got planned. I said, well, right now it's a big mud hole with 4 feet. Oh, no problem, no sweat. If it caves in, call us, okay. It's been coming down in buckets. It ain't stopped, and it ain't stopping now. Man, whatever that Indian summer or Indian spring we were living through just ended, and it's pouring in Southern California. And as I mentioned, I was driving in, I saw cars, at least three cars on their side, one on its roof, guy standing outside like no problem. Have you ever seen somebody flip a car? Have you ever actually watched one roll? I've seen that. And I saw a Jeep down in Orlando when I was on my way to work one morning. It was up there on John Young Parkway, and this guy is driving to work, and suddenly I see a Jeep up in the air, spinning side to side, side over side, in the air, landed, bounced. The guy gets out, he's smoking a cigarette, shaking his head like, wow, that sucked. I'm like, Jesus, how is it that you're alive? That was a hell of a deal, I'll tell you. He's, you know, behind the Marlboro. I said, well, what happened? Oh, I don't know. It was a squirrel or something. Something ran in front of me, and I turned the wheel. Because those things are so top-heavy, they just go over in a second. But fortunately, the roll bar on that is quite... And this is a long time ago, so who knows what the hell was this thing was keeping this thing upright. But he got out, lit up that cigarette, just in time for that little trail of fuel from the gas tank to hit the gutter. And the next thing you know, it's something right out of Chernobyl. Well, all I know is... wild. But this morning, looking at these poor clowns standing out there in the rain, and of course everybody's got to slow down to look and see whether there's a corpse, which is fine. I got no problem. Everybody hates looky-loo. I got no problem with looky-loo. I'm one. You going to do something about it? What are you going to do? You going to run up my rear end? What are you in such a hurry? And like you're looking straight ahead? Like you didn't look? Guy says, I hate these people who slow down and rubberneck. Like you don't, huh? The reason why you're rubbernecking is because I slowed down in front of you so you could look too. Tell me the guy's going by it with his eyes straight ahead. I will not look. I'm not going to look at that. I'm not going to look. I'm doing you a favor because I slowed down. You slowed down. I'm looking. Guess what you're doing? You're looking too. I'm not looking. I don't want to see what's going on. I just want to... Otherwise, what are you looking at, man? These are the same guy that's looking at the billboards. He's looking at all the new housing construction. He's looking over to the side over there to some chick. You know, like you ain't looking at women. Sure, I look at women now and again, but a dead body ain't bad. I'm doing you a favor, my man. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.